Okay, we're recording. Do you want me to do it? Okay. So today is January the 9th, 2020. This is the Animal Service Advisory Committee meeting. We only have 5 members present. Catherine Overstreet, Carol Root, Paul Blackwell, Donna Young, and Jack Walsh. And on the agenda, we have officer elections. We do not have a quorum, so we'll postpone officer elections until we meet again. Nobody's here for public comment. The first item on the agenda is scheduling of dangerous dog hearings, and due to lack of members here, I don't think that we'll be able to do that either effectively. What do y'all think? We only have to go till April.
So we have January, February, March taken care of?
Yeah. No, we have to go from January, February, March, and April.
Do we have anybody down for January?
No.
So that would be the next.
And really, John is also available until the 15th. Did you print that off? Okay.
And I plan on being in town for until it needs to be covered again.
So. Okay. And Catherine, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
So in the event of a dangerous dog hearing, if you weren't here and it's after April the 15th, February the 15th, you could appoint a chairman, I guess. I don't know if our bylaws even let us do that, but what we're looking at is maybe just having to have another meeting in February.
When are the hearings scheduled for February?
Hold on just a second.
13th and 27th.
Is that... We have them scheduled. Hold on, it's coming up. January the 30th, March the 12th. Hold on, my computer's acting up. Yeah, January the 30th, February the 13th, February the 27th, March the 12th. March the 26th, April the 9th.
Except for February 13th, and I'm saying that off the top of my head without looking at my calendar, I'm around for all the rest of those days.
Okay, well then John could do February the 13th because he's not technically up till February the 15th. I'll have to let him... Okay, so then I'll put you, unless we come up with another meeting between now and April to elect a new vice chair and chair, then we can get by on our dangerous dogs that way. I mean, we can always do it the old way where I email everybody and say who can come and... Okay.
I can do it any other dates up to the end of February, but I think it's vitally important that this committee have a meeting between now and February 28th or 9th. I don't know if it's a leap year or I don't know where in the month it is. So we need to send notice out tomorrow of a meeting that we can agree upon.
What day... Okay, so what I want to say is...
I think it's important that...
February the 13th. That's the second Thursday when we have this room.
It's perfect. Fine by... it's fine by me.
Okay. Are you talking about a meeting date?
Yeah.
Okay, I can't do the 13th.
This is so that... to do the elections?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pick another date. Can we just have an? I mean, well, do we have to have this room to do it?
We have to.
I mean, can we meet at the shelter?
We have to be able to record it.
So Donna and Catherine can't do it on the 13th. And John's out the 15th. So I think between now and the 15th it has to be done.
So if John were gonna be here tonight, we would have had 6.
Correct.
Yeah, we're here.
Got real quiet. I thought I lost you. Okay.
Patty might be there. I don't know if she's going to be back in.
She's off the same time. So we have to do it before they're off.
No, but that's what I'm saying. She's been in Ecuador, but right. She might be back. Anyway.
So she can't make it the 13th. You can't make it the 13th. Trying to see it. I'll just have to see when the meeting room's available, because, I mean, we've got the meeting room any of those dates. We got the 27th. We've got the 30th of this month.
I'd say if we don't have a dangerous dog scheduled on the 30th.
Yeah.
Or even if we do.
We
can do both.
Okay. All right. So.
Can you do that? No?
Well, we're not going to be able to. Not everybody's going to be able to be here. So we're going to have to decide one day.
I can call you. We can make you present.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah. All right. So. I'll send out a
2 or 3 options, maybe. Is there 2 or 3 dates that we could have as choice where there isn't a conflict and you go with who has the least conflicts? Well, I mean, I don't know what
January
works best.
30th. What's today? Today's the
9th.
Well, nobody's going to get, if we have enough people for that meeting, then nobody's going to be penalized because they didn't show, right? That's not, because we shouldn't be having that meeting anyway. We should have had tonight. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense. It is. Yes.
Well, I think the bylaws say you have to attend 75% of the meetings. Yeah, so...
But if you have extra meetings...
Still, it's the rule.
That's the meeting.
It's the rule.
No, but if it's not a necessary meeting...
It is a necessary meeting.
But only because other people have...
Have let us down.
Oh. Well, I'm not going to show up.
Come on. No, we got to have people.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to have people to make it work.
Yeah.
I'll look at it. I just think there's got to be a way around it.
I mean, I can't promise we can, number one, get this room between now and the 15th of February on a time that everybody can be here, because I don't know when everybody can be here.
But you're saying it needs to be done before the 15th?
Because they're off the committee on the 15th.
Yeah,
they end. Yeah, and we need to elect a chairman for dangerous dog stuff and a vice chair for dangerous dog stuff.
We don't have anything coming up as far as dangerous dog hearings for the next 10 days, at least.
That don't help us much.
When's this room available, the soonest this room's available?
He's saying the 30th. That we have it.
When is it booked for the next dangerous dog hearing that isn't going to happen? Then we can just use that time.
That would be the 30th.
The 30th, yeah. And then the 13th. But Catherine has said that she's available all day, all the dates until then, except for... Except the 13th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
But have you?
Not without changing something else. And I don't know. Right. See, there's got to be a round because I don't think anybody should be penalized because we're here at night.
Do what now?
I don't think anyone who's here now should be penalized for not attending a meeting that wasn't scheduled.
Yeah. Well.
A lie. Oh, gosh, I don't want that on the record.
Late. Too late.
Catherine, are you available February the 27th?
Yes. I know.
Okay. Yeah. How about March the 12th? March the 26th. April the 9th.
So when is Easter?
The 12th. April 12th.
Did she hear you?
Yeah, the Sunday.
April 12th.
Yeah. You'll probably.
The week after that.
Okay.
Okay.
So then we need to have a meeting before then. I say we set a meeting for. I try to set a meeting for either January the 30th or the or February the 13th, and see who the most people that can attend at that time.
We just got to have six.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You need to get six yeses.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, I'm going to say if Vince.
On the 13th. I can't be called on the 30th. All right. If that helps at all.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
make sure of that.
And I don't know that we may need to figure out if we can even do these phone calls in. I don't know. It's kind of cumbersome. So,
eventually everybody's going to just start Skyping in.
Yeah. So.
But no, I don't think that's true. I think that sometimes we're going to have a conflict, and if a member is willing or interested in having it by phone, if you're in Utah, you're not saying,
I can't be here this afternoon.
I don't think
we all have life. We all have things.
Right.
I get all that.
Okay. So that's what I'll do. Y'all instructed me to reschedule a meeting either January the 30th or February the 13th.
Yes, sir.
We'll try to figure that out. I'll do that through email sometime this week. Vince, do you want to just tell them about the ordinance change? And you may have to come up here, Vince, because I don't know if those speakers are even on.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, look, Vince is prepared.
Wow.
He likes it when he's in the speaker. Yeah, but he does a good job.
What'd she say, Vince, about Vince?
Vince just likes to be the man.
I didn't want to lose.
If you don't mind, Vince, tell us about what brought this about also.
Okay.
Ready?
Y'all ready?
Yes.
Got on?
Okay. What about it?
I've got a printout.
Look around the screen to see.
Yeah, but this is got you. Would be the latest one, January 9th, 30th.
Right. June March. When
yeah.
you did it last time.
Yeah. Yeah, but nobody signed up for anything through that time.
No. No, but we had, but you didn't have a copy.
Yeah, I could have used that if we had enough people here. So, go ahead.
Okay. So we had an issue come up with dangerous dogs about a month or so ago. The dog was upheld in this board hearing to be dangerous. They appealed it to Superior Court. We won the Superior Court case on the dog being deemed dangerous. During some of the episodes that was going on with this family and their dog, we found the dog to be out and about in the public without a muzzle on.
Which case was this?
Jones, last name of Jones. Yeah. So the original case was the two dogs came off the property and mauled a dog down the street from their house, is what they got.
On the porch?
No, the... The one,
yeah, it was
over.
Can you hear me now?
No. Hand him the phone.
I'm taking the phone.
Vince is holding you right now.
Bring the phone over here to me.
Can you?
I am so
impressed. There you go. Can you imagine doing that with seven or eight other phones?
I remember that case.
Yeah. Yeah, they went down the street and. Yeah, to another house and mauled a little, I think it was like a shih tzu. It was like $5,000 worth of damage done to the dog. The dog lived. So they said the dogs were rescue dogs. They did search and rescue work and stuff. Anyhow, an issue came up while they were taking these dogs out with not having muzzles on the dogs. They were charged with not having a proper muzzle on the dog. We went to district court, and we lost the case.
Why?
Because there was nothing in the ordinance or state law to define what a muzzle is.
Oh, are you kidding me?
No. So, so there was nothing in the ordinance to define it. There's nothing in state law to define it. So we went to the Henderson County staff attorney. They did. They had what was called a bark muzzle. On the dog. It's a training muzzle. It goes to the top of the snout of the dog. And what it does is when the dog walks, you can pull it and it brings the head down. But the dog can catch a tennis ball with that on. It can bite with that on. There's no real protection. It just, it's like a gentle leader. It's a little wider than a gentle leader would be. But on the packaging itself, they call it a bark muzzle.
Okay.
So we lost the case because the judge determined without a definition of what a proper muzzle was, that they made a valid effort to have their dog muzzled. So we got up with the county attorney, and we came up with the change to the ordinance for the muzzles. And I'll leave a copy of this with you, or I can email you a copy of this. So the dangerous dog ordinance is the same except for the one section under the muzzle, under Section C. The animal must be muzzled and under the restraint of a competent person who, by means of a leash or chain, has such animal firmly under physical restraint at all times when not in a secure building or enclosure. And this is what we added in for the muzzle part. The muzzle must be an appropriate size for the animal and must be of a type and model approved in advance by the Henderson County Sheriff's Office and must be in good repair. In approving or disapproving of any particular muzzle, the Henderson County Sheriff's Office shall take into account the size and demonstrated behavior of the dog and the potential for injury in case of a failure of an appropriate muzzling. So we've come up with two muzzles that we're going to allow in the county, and everybody who has a dangerous dog now on our list will be getting a certified letter. With the new ordinance change and a picture of these two muzzles with the names of them. That'll be approved in the county. No, it's retroactive. It's in effect as of today. Everybody else we've ever had on these, we hadn't had any problems with their muzzles. This was the only people we had a test on the muzzle definition. So it's everybody else should be already in compliance with what we're looking at. But we're going to send out the certified letter to everybody that has the dog deemed dangerous now with what's being approved by the sheriff's office for an approved muzzle. So hopefully that won't come up anymore.
But are those easily accessible for people? I mean, are they sold around town?
Yeah, you can pick up. There's two styles we're looking at. One's a it's called like a basket muzzle, and it's a it looks like a basket. It goes over the snout.
It's metal.
Yeah. Well, they got metal and they got plastic and they got leather. So they got three different styles of that they can get. You can get them from any animal store, really. Like PetSmart has them, Petco, all those type of places. The second one is it's a, like a nylon muzzle. I should have brought in some of them. Didn't think about it. The second one's like a nylon muzzle. It's kind of what they use at the shelter. It goes across the entire snout, but it doesn't. The tip is open where their nose is. They can stick their tongue out, but they really can't open their mouth.
They can drink with it.
They can, yeah. They can probably drink with it on, but they just can't. They can't open their mouth to bite you.
And that's pretty common, that one, isn't it?
Yeah, you can pick that one up from Walmart or
groomers use.
That's what the groomers use. Yeah. What we're trying to prevent is the bark muzzle or the training muzzles. They go to the end of the snout where they can open up their whole mouth and stick a golf ball or a tennis ball in there.
We have a monkey that doesn't like his nails done.
So it's
we're familiar with that muzzle.
But that's kind of what we've geared toward going to.
Did they have an attorney?
They did. They did. This cost money. They paid. They paid for.
But all this got them out of was the fine for the.
Yeah.
Not the muzzle.
Yeah.
The dog is still
there. Yeah. The dog is still deemed dangerous. The only thing it did was they were found not guilty of not having it muzzled.
Now they're now part of this.
Yeah, they'll be receiving a certified copy in the mail as well.
It's in effect for them from...
From this point forward. Yeah, when it got changed at the commissioner's meeting last month, I think it was.
I think it's, yeah.
It got changed then, so then it's been in effect since then. Deputy... I'm sorry?
Do we have to vote on this change?
No, it's already been voted on by the commissioners. It's more of a amendment than a change. It's just like an add-on to what we have already had to clarify. Yeah, so it's not, it really didn't change a whole lot. It just more clarified it, defined what a muzzle would be. So it opened it up and it gives our office, so if you got like the Deputy Brad Reese is in charge of our dangerous dogs right now. So when he goes out to do his inspections, he'll also inspect their muzzles to make sure they're in good working proper order and then make sure what they have is appropriate for which dog they have. So it'll go through his thing when he does the...
I think he certifies it and stamps it.
Yeah, stamps it. So he'll look at them.
Question, restraint, the word restraint or confidence. Any of the other...
No, everything else has a definition somewhere, either in state law or...
State law, yeah. Okay. So the muzzle can't stand by itself.
Yeah, so the muzzle, even in state law, our ordinance on this mimics state law, and it's pretty word for word, but nobody had a definition of a muzzle. Now, we all believe we know what a muzzle is and what it's what it's supposed to do. But since they've started labeling training muzzles or bark muzzles that really don't prevent biting and stuff that you would expect a muzzle to do, we had to change that. They challenged the definition and they won. I'm sorry? They hired Chris Stepp. So They won the courtroom case.
They're good at that.
So, but anyway, that's gone into effect. So, Deputy Reese, we're going to be sending out the letters hopefully next week of the ordinance change to everybody. It's in effect as of now. And then when he does the inspections, he'll make sure they got the proper muzzle for the dog. Make sure it's the right size so you don't have a chihuahua. Well, you don't have any chihuahuas deemed dangerous, but you don't have a small dog with a large muzzle or a large dog with a small muzzle.
You've never had a chihuahua deemed?
I don't think I've ever had a chihuahua.
Dachshund, yeah.
Hmm? Well, chihuahuas can be really nasty, too. Oh, they're coming. Oh, yeah, just give it time. They'll happen now, but we'll get a chihuahua next week now. But we've had Dachshunds, though. We've had a lot of Dachshunds. But so anyway, that's gone into effect. We'll send that stuff out. But I just want to make you guys aware of the change in it so if it comes up for... or something, then you guys are aware of it.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Vince.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vince.
Do you guys want to sit through a PowerPoint presentation, or do you want me to wait and do it at the next meeting? I'm happy to do either one.
Are we gonna have to revisit it again under the next meeting?
For the people who
yeah.
decide to come next time.
Yeah. No. No, it's just kind of keeping everybody on track because it seems like this board concentrates so much on animal control stuff. I like everybody to know what we're doing at the shelter, too.
Right.
So I can defer and I can take it off the agenda. It'll never show up on the thing. And then
Is it like the spay and neuter and the adoptions and all those
yeah,
updates?
Some stats and stuff, yeah.
Which is good.
And can you send it in a PDF for us? Does that equally as good since you got us on email?
Yeah, I can just... I can, yeah, I can send some of that.
I would like to see it at the next meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me, I'll just have it at the next meeting because I will update it between now and then, the
yeah.
numbers, because I had updated it for tonight. So. No, it's nothing.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I'd like to see
it,
too.
I agree. So.
Maybe that would give us a chance to encourage others to be here. Yeah, I understand. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the time of the year and everything.
Yeah, but this is the first time I can remember that we were short.
Me too.
We had to vote for officers.
And believe me, if I had everybody was not going to be here, I would have said, okay, well, we're going to need to postpone the meeting.
Right.
That's what I would have done. So reschedule.
But
so.
The only reason why it hasn't happened is because the last time Catherine was once again kind enough to go on the phone and give us enough people.
Yes.
So this isn't the first time that we've been kind of mm-hmm. on the fence.
Yes.
Just the last two times we've been really fortunate that she's been able to be present but not present.
Can you hear this? You're getting louder.
I'm making
louder
excuses
today.
For others, but this time of the year it is hard to get people. And now that the holidays are over, maybe that'll swing the other way, especially if we can encourage them.
Yeah, and then spring break's
possibly.
Here and that's hard, and then summer's here and that's hard, and then then Labor Day's here and that's hard, and then Christmas is here and that's hard, and
crap. If it's hard, then don't come, just don't do it. I mean, everybody who's here has contributed, you know, what they need to be on the...
commitment.
Yeah.
Maybe
commitment.
Brad can encourage them with an email and let them know that we didn't have enough people here to.
Yeah.
We had to.
Okay.
We'll never get this hour back, will we, Donna?
Yeah. So if somebody, one of the committee members, will have to make a motion to go out of public.
One thing I'd like to say. If you all are familiar, if you remember Miss Laura St. Clair, she has a small horse farm over on Pace Road. She's been having an issue with her next door neighbor who raises chickens. Who raises, actually, they are we think that they are being raised to be fighting roosters. It's not the only place in the county that we have those. Miss St. Clair was here one night with us, and she spoke to the board.
Mm-hmm.
She sent me an email, a very encouraging email. She was really thoughtful. She wanted to thank everybody on the board that we are looking at the problem, the situation. She has been in touch, if you didn't know, if you're not familiar with it, she has been in touch with the State Agricultural, North Carolina Agricultural Board. She had them come out to the farm and look at the situation. They spoke to the gentleman that owns the roosters, has the roosters there on his property, which butts up right against her property with the horses. And something she told me before this letter that I got this week, evidently chicken or fowl excrement, feces, can affect horses. That's something I didn't really know that much about, but they can pass diseases. So that's why she's upset about it. She has thoroughbred horses. And she is working diligently to try to bring some kind of a conclusion to this. I don't know that we can. I just thought I'd bring that up to y'all so that you'd be familiar with it and know that we do have a rooster, I won't call it a problem, I'll call it a situation in the county. We have several places that of folks who are raising this type of bird. And when I say this type of bird, what I'm talking about, it's generally roosters and not hens. They're not there for egg production. So, and we've got that several places, and I'm sure it's going to be revisited at a later date.
Now, the woman was, who was there first, the horses or the roosters?
I don't know. I don't know which one was there first. Possibly the roosters. Vince, do you know?
I think so.
I believe the roosters may have been there first. But that's really irrelevant.
Mm-hmm. I know.
That's really irrelevant. And the State Agricultural Board, according to Ms. St. Clair, the State Agricultural Board came out. They can fine him. This is something I did not know. They can fine that man $5,000. They can write him a $5,000 citation right off the bat. Since they have been there and talked to him, he has been keeping his birds up much better, keeping them contained in a chicken coop or in a chicken pen, or a rooster pen, whatever you want to call it. The problem there being again is the waste from the chickens can affect horses. It can pass diseases, and her little farm is right next to his rooster operation, so to speak.
Does any of it go into the water table?
Oh, I'm sure it is. When you've got that many roosters, and I don't know how many roosters he's got. We've dealt with this gentleman before, not in a bad way. He has been very helpful for our unit. He's been very helpful in the past. He's helped us catch loose cattle. He has helped us catch loose dogs two or three times. He's not per se a person that's out there intentionally breaking the law. When he had the roosters running loose, that was more of a problem. But she is concerned. She's very concerned about it. I just wanted to bring it to the board's attention that we will be hearing more about it. I don't have a solution. I don't have a solution yet. We're working on it. We're looking at it. And I'm sure Vince will come up with some way to bring a solution about.
I think it's an interesting issue. I'd like to know how far the contamination could go once it's in the water table.
The contamination could go as far as the water does.
See, then I think you have a serious issue beyond the horses.
Absolutely. But there again, if it's considered a farming operation, and they are foul, so I think we'll have to try to look at a solution to it.
Except if it's something that's
well, I would call it a non-farming operation. But there again, they are roosters. They're
It's a contamination, though. It's not...
It can be, yes.
Yes, it's not because of what they have or what they're doing with it. It's, I mean, if it's leaking to other areas through the water table, then it's, it could be children, it could be people, it could be everything.
Could be. I think that's where the state would come in, though, too. They have stepped in. They did speak to him.
A $5,000 fine.
It's managed.
Somebody thinks that it's important.
Oh, absolutely.
Could it be? So that,
and we're
that's
checking. We're trying to check on that, too, and see where that, that will fit in with our local laws and ordinances, too. When I say local laws, it being a North Carolina state law, that is local. But that was something that we were not familiar with before.
Before she looked it up.
So, and we are, we're looking at it from our end, but I wanted the board to be aware of that, too, that it is a, and it's not just there. It's not just with her. We have these, I don't know, what would you call it, a rooster operation, these rooster, small rooster production farms. We have them several places.
Is it, is, are fighting roosters?
These are the type of roosters that are used for fighting. It is not against the law. It is not illegal to have the roosters. It is only, in North Carolina, it is only illegal to fight the roosters. We do, our unit, we try to watch that as closely as we can. Most of the fighting operations in the past, I think they know that we do watch that type of thing very closely. And they can have them here. They know they can't fight them here
what
without us being.
South Carolina. What do they use them for?
They sell them. They raise them and sell them. Generally, I mean, that's what we think. We don't know. We don't. We're not inside the. But I have talked to some people who see them being transported away from here, different directions toward Tennessee, South Carolina, and Georgia, from people who are here. And like I said, we're still looking into that. It's an ongoing situation. But I just wanted the board to be aware that we will be hearing more from her, and I'm sure from other people too. They're loud. It's a noise issue. It's a it's becoming a noise issue plus a waste issue, like we were talking about. So I'm sure it'll come back. It'll come back to us again. But we're looking at it, and just wanted y'all to be aware of that, the board to be aware.
Brad, anything else?
Nope, I'm just sending out an email to everybody right now.
Multitasking.
So all you guys got to do, somebody needs to make a motion to adjourn, and somebody second.
Make a motion that we adjourn.
That concludes the meeting of the Animal Service Advisory Committee.
Catherine, good luck with the rest of your tour.
All right. Thank you.
See you later. Bye-bye.